I came here in 1985, the police would not come here. Every building on the street but this one, that was a bar. And on the corner of Betty Cameron building, that was the stripper bars and the grocery store. And the coffee house on the other side was a tax office and the drugstore. And I bought the building across the street. And that's when everything hit the fan. It was like 200 people all the time on the streets. I'm saying, oh, wow, good place for a restaurant, you know. And then when I come to find out, they were not the best people in the world. And that was 1985.
So you chose the Mississippi Street because you thought you would have a lot of business, right?
Yes.
But what was the consequence that you weren't planning?
Nothing I planned happened. First thing, the liquor commissioner refused me a liquor license because of the element on the street. At the time, my argument was with the mayor that the police is not doing their job. See, every day the corner was full of people. They were selling drugs, they were prostituting. Whatever was going on, bad was here. These are dentures because a man knocked my teeth out. Police wouldn't come. So then the old Alabama in me came out. I got mad. I went downtown. I went to City Hall and I had a sign on my back. I said, man, they sell drugs in front of my place. Why? So Bud Clark wouldn't talk to me. But every morning I was in front of City Hall. You know, I didn't have a permit. So I know what I gotta do now. I gotta go in here and make friends with somebody. So I went inside. You know, in City Hall they got these little chairs for the visitors to sit, so I sit there. And I tell the bodyguards, you know, I'm harmless. So don't kill me or do bad things to me. So he said, no, you okay. So we became good friends. So I was there every morning. So one day, the kid got shot. This meeting and all this is no good. I'm saying, sir, you got 10 days to do something about this. If not, I'm going to go to Salem and ask the National Guards to come. He didn't know I was that smart. So sure enough, 10 days came, I went down to Salem, and they brought the National Guard to Portland to stop the situation. Then Bud Clark talked to me. So finally we became good friends. He gave me two police officers. And I gave them keys to my building. They would go up into the building. Then NBC got involved, and they would film the drug dealers and the prostitution out of the window. And then they had the police around and they just come and sweep them up. So then they all knew that I was doing this. And that's when they broke out every window right there in my building. They just took a stick and broke all the windows. So I'm saying, that's fine. We put some more windows in. Then a kid got killed at the laundromat on the corner. And that was the first time anybody came to my rescue and was the Kellys, Neil Kelly. They owned the building dying across the street from the laundromat. So they got, it used to be the Rejuvenation House. So then they got involved. And that's when we began to get some things going because the older gentleman, Mr. Kelly, was on the city council. And every morning on his way to city council meet, he and I would stop, we would sit on the corner of Mississippi and Shaver. And I would tell him what we need to do downtown. And that's when they flooded the neighborhood with the police and kind of got things under control.